Last week, if you were listening during the morning, you would have heard the voice on the phone of Wei Luo, who is a 2018 Gilmore Young Artist. She described the three recitals she was performing, and we talked about the music for that then. And I am so pleased to have Wei live in our studio this morning to preview her performance with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra. Hello. It's nice.
Hello.
Nice to have you here.
It's so nice being here.
Well, let's, for those folks who didn't have a chance to learn about you last week, why don't we cover some of that ground? You attend Curtis School of Music Institute, yeah?
Yes. So now I'm 19 years old, and then I moved from Shanghai Conservatory to Philadelphia 6 years ago. So I was 13, I started at Curtis Institute of Music.
And you studied with Gary Graffman.
Yeah, Gary Graffman and Mr. McDonald.
And yes, Robert McDonald.
Yeah, yes.
So I'm a little confused when you say that, because I thought Mr. McDonald is a teacher at Juilliard.
He teaches both.
Both places.
Yes.
So you don't have to travel to New York.
No, he comes every week.
Okay. Now that clears that up.
Yes.
Tell me more about this move from your home in China, near Hong Kong, Shenzhen.
Yes.
To Philadelphia. You're 13 years old. You're excited, I'm sure, about studying music, but maybe you were scared about everything else.
Yes. So I was very scared first because my English wasn't very fluent. And then I was worried about if I can get used to the food here and the environment here, and if I can understand what my teacher are talking about in lessons. But after I come here, they are very open and they are very welcoming, and they treat me like their children. And so my worries are very unnecessary. So and they help me in many different ways.
Did you find among your classmates people you could be friends with and hang out with?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I always play chamber music at Curtis. So that way I have many friends at school.
I've never seen Curtis, the Curtis, it's institute, but it's in a home, isn't it? Isn't it based in a mansion or someone's?
Oh, yes. It was founded almost, I think, 100 years ago. And then we had an old building, which was the home of a Mrs. Curtis. And then about 8 years ago, we had our new building. Yes, so which is about one block away from the old building. So now we have two buildings, so we can have classes and rehearsals and concerts in. Also, our dormitory and cafeteria are in the new building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice new. Yeah. New is good sometimes.
But
I can imagine a 100-year-old building being hard to accommodate a lot of young musicians.
Yes. And then we only have like 150 students in school.
Right. Very small.
Yes.
Still, do you have trouble finding empty practice rooms to practice?
Yes, it's very interesting. Every Sunday night, I always cannot find a room because on Monday morning, we start to have lessons. So everyone practice on Sunday so much.
Well, you have been practicing a whole lot for this recital, for the recitals, which were held this last weekend.
Yes.
You played in Stetson Chapel on Monday, right?
I think Saturday night.
Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, I played in Stetson.
Okay.
Yes. And then, yes, I played another one on Friday night in South Haven. Yes.
Okay. Well, how did that feel? How was the last three concerts for you?
I think I really appreciate the welcoming of the audience, and I feel so nice to be at the three different parts of Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes. And I very I like the environment around the Staten Chapel very much. It's so beautiful. The Kalamazoo College. Right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's the hall is, it's a simple layout, you know, just a long room with some pews in it, but the windows bring in the light. And
yeah.
Must have been enjoyable to play all of your Russian pieces there.
And I thought it was going to rain, but it didn't. And it was very nice days.
Yeah. On Saturday, you will appear with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
And that concert begins at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, with the venue being the W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. And tickets and more information for that are available online at battlecreeksymphony.org. And the symphony is also starting the program, rather, with a Russian Easter Overture by Rimsky-Korsakov, and then finishing the program with the Symphony No. 8 by Antonin Dvorak. This will be a lot of symphonic music, but to me, the highlight will be the Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini.
Yeah.
I seem to remember you saying that this is the first time that you will be with a full orchestra.
Yeah, not the first time I play with the orchestra, but the first time I play this piece.
This piece.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so excited because this piece is very exciting music and virtuosic because it's based on the Paganini theme. Yes.
And you said you had already played Paganini variations by other composers before this one.
Yes, yes. I played the Paganini variations by Brahms, by Liszt, yes, and now by Rachmaninoff.
Are you getting tired of dum da 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 da
da da da? Not really, because every composer, they have their own style. Although the theme is the same, but they have very different developments later on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what a great way to contrast the minds of different composers.
Yes.
Like how they think when they take the same theme and put it the way they want it.
Yes.
You can really learn.
Yeah, the style.
Liszt has this personality and Brahms has this personality.
Yes.
And then Rachmaninoff.
Yes.
What do you think about the personality of Rachmaninoff?
I always find the melancholy, like the sadness, a little bit in his music. And especially in, it's very charming and sad. Maybe the Russian music are all have some sad quality in the music. But like in the Variation 18, I think it's very beautiful, but yes, some sadness to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
Too.
And very. Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't
dance.
Hold back.
Yes. And the density in the music is very obvious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should listen to a little bit of it. Why don't we start at the very beginning, and then talk about the first few variations, and we'll come back and make sure to hear
the 18th.
The 18th variation. So this recording is a special one that your teacher, Gary Graffman, made with famous conductor.
Bernstein?
Leonard Bernstein. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. This is from 1964. But if you want to hear a live 2018 performance of the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, you'll need to be in your seat Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek. It's just 18 miles from Kalamazoo. It is a beautiful hall, and we'll have a wonderful Gilmore Young artist, Wei Luo, performing with the Battle Creek Symphony on Saturday. Details at thegilmore.org or through the Battle Creek Symphony website. Here's music by Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
Oh, many listeners out there, you were expecting to hear variation number 18, but I have denied you for a few minutes. I'm with a special guest right now, Wei Luo, who is performing this work with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra on Saturday. She's a 2018 Gilmore Young Artist. So many of these Gilmore Young Artists not only perform so beautifully during the festival, but then we hear their names for years and years to come as they travel the world and grow as artists and become the voices of classical music for the next generation. This is a real opportunity to hear a wonderful young talent. And what is really special right now is we've been listening to a recording by where her teacher is the soloist, and Wei's listening to it for the first time.
Yeah.
And some things are starting to fall together there, where he's told you, this is, play it like this, and you realize that's exactly how he plays it in the recording.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to listen to that.
Yes.
Gary Grafman is your teacher, and in this recording, the conductor is Leonard Bernstein. Have you had a chance to ask Mr. Grafman what it was like to work with Leonard Bernstein, who would have been 100 years old this year?
Yes. I remember he told me they always make put lyrics into the every variation, especially the slow ones. So, and they like to make fun at joking at each other. So, yeah. So I thought that was very interesting.
That's a great story.
Yes, because I thought Mr. Bernstein is very serious musician, but he said he's very funny.
Yeah. Yes. Once you get to know him as a friend.
Yes.
Lots of humor.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great story. Once again, Ms. Luo will be performing with the Battle Creek Symphony Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Battle Creek at W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. Also on the program, music of Rimsky-Korsakov and the Symphony No. 8 of Dvorak. Wei, yes. You have been at Curtis for a number of years, since you were 13.
Yes, six years.
6 years.
Yes.
Do you finish in a couple more years?
Yes, maybe in 3 years, because I'm a freshman right now. Okay. So 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yes.
That'll seem like a long time to you, I think.
But really, I love being there. Yes, and time passed really quickly. Yes.
This award was, you know, out of the blue. You don't know that you're in the running for an award like this. But one thing that most young pianists your age are doing is preparing for some of the competitions that are held around the world. Are you interested in any upcoming competitions in the near future or maybe the far future?
I'm not sure, because I think I'm learning a lot of repertoire, and also I'm preparing for the concerts I need to play. Mm-hmm. And also I'm preparing for my first recording, my first disc with Decca Gold under Universal this summer. So I'm preparing for all these things right now.
Wei, that's a really big deal.
I feel so honored. Yes.
Listeners, Decca is,
yes,
one of the legacy labels in classical music. It really doesn't get better than that. So they must think you're really special.
Yes, like the our folks from Universal Groups, they are so supportive of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm young. Yeah. Yeah, so I will try all my best to put from choosing the program to the recording sessions, everything, choosing the piano, I will do my best for my first disc.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you have to take orders from them and like play this piece
and then
wear this dress and play in this hall?
They are very open. We have we had several call meetings about what do you want to play. I said I want to put all my favorite music together on my first disc. Actually, some of the repertoire I played in my past three recitals here for the Kalamazoo audience.
Good thinking. Really yes. Good thinking. You so, keep trying it out.
Yes.
Feeling how the audience likes and responds. And,
yes, I can feel they like it. Yes.
Right. And it gets easier for you to handle the music in all situations.
Yes. Yes.
Have you been in a recording studio?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. When I was much younger, I was recording for some Chinese, yes, disc.
So that's been a few years.
Yes.
Will this be a studio or more like a concert hall where the microphones are set up around the piano?
I think it's more like a concert hall.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, what is special about the program is often we have a theme, a subject to the disc, but I chose all the favorite music of mine. So it's from like Haydn, Shostakovich. It's more like a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I can see the point of enjoying a mixture of pieces on a recording as much as just one composer from earliest to the last pieces.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't know if I will do that later, but for my first one, maybe not.
Yeah. And these pieces you have, how would I say, you played them in.
Yes.
The Haydn Sonata, I'd forgotten about. That's how you started all the recitals.
Yes, the Haydn Last Piano Sonata.
E-flat.
Yes. E-flat major.
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched you on a earlier video.
Yes.
Playing the piece. It's a couple years ago.
Yes.
And since you're at the age you are, it could have changed a lot in a couple of years.
Yeah, yes, it did.
It did, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to wait for the album to come out. You said you're recording that sometime the next year?
I'm recording it in New York City this July.
In the summertime?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And they might package it and have it ready by fall, maybe?
Early next year.
Early next
year. Yes.
Okay. Right, I'll put it on
so exciting.
I'll put it on my Christmas list. Wei Luo, it's so nice to talk to you. You've already given so much to the festival already with these solo recitals and this concerto appearance coming up for Saturday is very exciting. We could go back and listen to the famous
24.
Yeah, now you'll hear how your teacher
played it.
Listeners, you can find out more about this concert coming up with Wei Luo at thegilmore.org. And I backed up a little bit into the recording, so we'll hear, I'm not sure how much of the variation before, but we'll get to the good spot really soon. Such an exciting ending to the variations on a theme of Paganini. We're listening with 2018 Gilmore artist, young artist Wei Lua, who is here in the studio at WMUK. She'll be performing this work Saturday at 7:30 with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra, led by Anne Harrigan. Music begins at 7:30. You can find out details at the Battle Creek Symphony website or thegilmore.org. And also joining us now is Director of Operations at the Gilmore Keyboard Festival, Anders Dahlberg, a familiar voice on our airwaves. It's so nice to have you along.
Thank you, Kara. It is wonderful to be back here at WMUK.
I need to ask you about Wei in your capacity as her point person during the festival. You've gotten to know her a little bit over the last few days and even before that.
That's correct. I first met Wei Lua at the 2018 Festival Preview Dinner, which was back in November at the Epic Cityscape. And as an orchestra guy myself, I usually am not very impressed by pianists and their renditions of Ravel's La Valse.
Oh, okay. Okay, you need to qualify.
Because I adore the symphonic version of this. And when we had the sound check, Wei stepped up to the piano, and as everyone can see from their radios, she's a very small, diminutive young lady, and she made La Valse roar. It just totally took everyone's ears off, including the jazz trio that was there. They were all standing in the anteroom listening to this young lady tear up the keyboards, and I was absolutely transformed to someone who really admired the piano version of La Valse. And I like to say that we've been friends ever since, and I've been very impressed by this young lady's career.
So we've been listening to a recording that goes back to 1964 with Gary Graffman as soloist and Leonard Bernstein conducting. And I know the festival has been focusing on Bernstein because it's a special anniversary year, 100 years.
That's correct.
And you've had quite a few events already. If you were at the Bill
Charlotte Trio,
you would have heard.
Yes, some tunes by Bernstein. And yeah, we do have some upcoming events. Tonight especially is Late Night with Leonard Bernstein at WMU's Dalton Center at 8 o'clock. And we have Jamie Bernstein and a cast of three others. Two pianos, a living room set, and full theatrical lighting with multimedia that essentially tries to recreate the late night soirees in Lenny's apartment. And it is one of the most interesting things in the festival. It pushes us towards theatrical, but there are still two pianos and two formidable pianists who will be part of the performance. And I hate to say it, but I believe that's already sold out, but very exciting event.
Too bad.
Tonight. Then tomorrow in the Wellspring Theater downtown Kalamazoo, we have pianist Michael Brown, who is playing a lot of music by Leonard Bernstein, interspersed with other music by either students or contemporaries or those who were around Leonard during that time. Very interesting program, 2 p.m. Friday, May 4th in the Wellspring Theater.
Yeah, actually, I have an interview tomorrow morning that you'll be able to hear him talk in depth about his 2 o'clock program, where it's not just Bernstein, but music of his friends and music written for his friends. And Michael Brown, for you know, a name that sounds so regular and pedestrian, he is a fantastic talent with both composition and piano.
Right, winner of a 2015 Avery Fisher Career Grant, and he's really had quite a fine career going for himself. The final thing that we have that is a nod to Leonard Bernstein is on Friday, May 4th also, and it's part of our Kalamazoo Valley Museum film series, and these films take place at 12:30 in the afternoon at the Stryker Auditorium in the Kalamazoo Valley Museum downtown. And we have Omnibus, Leonard Bernstein and Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. And Omnibus was a television series that Leonard developed and put on that was very, very popular, where he took everyone, people of all ages, through classical music and the art of appreciating it and understanding it. And his Beethoven Symphony No. 5 piece in particular is quite interesting.
It's a classic episode.
And it's free to the public. Come on down to the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. It'll be wonderful.
All the events are online at thegilmore.org. We have just a few minutes left in this hour. So, Wei, I have to release you and allow you to go practice the Rachmaninoff now that you've heard Gary Graffman play it. And just have a wonderful festival. Thank you so much for coming to us today at WMUK. It's been really nice getting to know you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's my honor to be here. And I also enjoy so much playing for the Gilmore Festival.
We hope to have you back here again soon.
I hope so.
Final word, Anders?
Final word, Young Wei Lua has been doing performances all over the Southwest Michigan region, which is an important part of the Gilmore Festival. She performed over in South Haven, her recital program. She performed her recital program in Battle Creek. And this performance with the Battle Creek Symphony is just one more way that the Gilmore tries to fill Southwest Michigan with great piano music. And you will not regret hearing any of our young artists or any of our concerts.
You also get to hear the Symphony No. 8 of Antonín Dvořák on Saturday night's program. Let's hear a little bit of Dvořák to prepare us for that as well. And Anders and Wei, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kara.
Thanks.